English says the next APS superintendent not only needs to be a reformer, but
somebody who has a track record of recruiting the best and brightest talent. Folks who have built really, really strong teams in the past.
Best in class or world class have repeatedly been used to describe what the school system strives to be and for the next school chief. English admitted that APS's next superintendent is probably either running a school system or in a pretty good situation of their own. And English says a candidate vying for the job solely because of a nearly $600,000 salary would be problematic.
I don't know that my colleagues have an appetite to move in that direction, but, you know, I'm glad that the mayor is so vocal about getting a best-in-class superintendent.
As candidates, all the new board members told WABE they were not in favor of doubling the new superintendent's salary. Rose Scott, WABE News.
And I'm Michelle Aloy. Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed today defended his proposal to boost the salary of the city's next school's superintendent.
If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same result. So the last five superintendents that we have had, we've paid them a moderate income, and we have not yet attracted, with the exception of Errol Davis, a best-in-class, nationally respected superintendent.
Davis, Atlanta's current superintendent, makes under $300,000 annually. Reed has suggested using private dollars to double the next superintendent's salary.
We should have as a tool the ability to pay more if need be.
The Atlanta School Board has final say on the next superintendent. Davis's contract ends in June. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.